Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Engineer David Carroll about planning the new county shop.
Warren County Engineer's Office is in the process of planning for a new county shop. Just kind of talk about the state the current shop is in the process of planning, at least making a new one for the County Engineer's Office to use.
Well, Andrew, this is all based on a study that was done in 2011 addressed to Warren County that basically laid out a need for a new facility somewhere in the county. And as part of that study, they did a site analysis, and that's how we came up with the site where we're at currently today. We've done already some major grading work at the site. We've paved the roads to the site and across the site, which now functions as our main stockpile area as well. And we've just been continuing to kind of try and move the ball forward since that 2011 time frame, since that study did come out, to really kind of signal that something needed to happen. So moving forward, have plans that are shovel ready. We just need the green light to go, in a sense, and we're just discussing various options at this point, whether we, you know, a loan option, scaling the facilities back, possible bond, but this will all be discussed at a future special meeting where we'll try and hone in on an option that will work for us to get the facility built. We have a firm understanding that construction costs are rising year to year, and as this building sits, so to speak, every year we're adding 5 to 7% in cost. It'll improve efficiencies for us. As is noted in some of our existing facility studies online, either buildings we currently have are structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. And by functionally obsolete, they aren't even sized right for the type of heavy machinery we have these days. Not to mention, the main shop is sized for 4 satellite shops in all 4 corners of the county. So it is downsized for future plans to have satellite shops and better response times and even stockpiling materials even in all 4 corners of the county. So there is an overall long-term goal we're trying to reach, and just getting a newer facility that actually functions appropriately for this department will be a great step in the right direction.
Well, talk about what the county shop can't do right now that would save the engineer's office money if there was a new shop that was built.
I guess one example is, let's say we need to work on a tandem axle dump truck and it's got the plow and snow equipment hooked up. We literally have to unhook everything, drive the vehicle in to work on it. And then if we need to work on one of those pieces of equipment, we need to hook it back up and drive that in. So it's just, even the main shop itself isn't sized quite right. We're lacking a wash bay, for instance, or a proper wash facility. We see frames rusting out sooner than they should be because we can't get to the undercarriages appropriately because we're essentially washing them outside in the yard. Just things of that nature that would improve our efficiencies from an operational standpoint and also extend some of the service life on the vehicles, I think is a benefit for all of us.
We'll talk about that in a numbers sense. I mean, not exact numbers, but efficiencies in your department save the taxpayers overall a lot of money, and so this investment would be saving them money in the long run?
We believe so, and even if we save 3 to 4% even in operational efficiencies, that's a large amount when you're dealing with a $8, $9, $10 million budget year to year. So even if we can get some small efficiencies, I guess increase, so to speak, we will be in a much better state to better serve the public.
Well, where is the proposed site right now, and what should people know about what they could potentially benefit from a site like this?
The proposed site is at the southeast corner of 118th and Nevada Street. It's about a 40-acre site, but only 15 to 20 acres of it is buildable. And that allows us enough room, not just for the buildings, but to stockpile all the materials we need to do our jobs, whether it's pipe, granular materials such as rock, steel beams, you name it. We have the space, we have the room to function as a secondary roads facility should in a county that has the 6th largest rural population.
Well, and overall, I guess, what are the options moving forward for the engineer's office? Obviously, there's some things that are in the hands of the Board of Supervisors, but moving forward, what does your office need to do?
I guess, to put simply, our office is going to wait for more discussion at the next meeting, as we ourselves have presented a couple more options to not stack another bond onto the public, another bond measure when we have the E911 and courthouse going. Our department does not feel that the public would necessarily have an appetite to take on another bond measure, even though it deals in public safety.
Thanks to County Engineer David Carroll for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.